you know, soft skills, these things that you heard from Michael. I'm here today to hopefully make this an engaging opportunity. I want to have some dialogue. My name is Joe. I work for the Commission for the Blind. For those that are not familiar with MCB services, I'm going to give a high-level summary about what we do, who we serve, and how we could potentially collaborate and be helpful to all of you for your future careers. If for some reason you do not receive services from the Commission for the Blind, please note, hopefully, what I'm going to be speaking to you and having this conversation today, a lot of the information is transferable. There may be other agencies, other resources that do something very similar to MCB. So the Commission for the Blind is the most richest history, if you will. We have been established for 100 plus years. We are the first Commission for the Blind in the country, in the whole United States of America. So I'm honestly proud to say that I'm an employee of the Commission for the Blind. I'm proud to say that I am a past recipient of services from the Commonwealth. And I'm really delighted here to give you the opportunity to learn more about services from MCB and hopefully tell you about things that you may have not known that the Commission for the Blind does. So, but what I'm really going to focus on is employment service specialists or employment services. I am, in fact, an employment service specialist. It's just a fancy term that stands for employment, work, jobs, careers, all the things that we're here today, okay? Before I go into that, I wanted to start with a little bit about myself, because hopefully when we continue to have this conversation, as you notice, I said that a few times, I'll learn a little bit about you. You will engage. When I ask a question, hopefully you could just answer it and we'll take it from there. So I'm an individual who lost my vision when I was about 16 years old, born and raised in Somerville, Massachusetts, grew up in the public school systems, and I lost my vision when I was an adolescent, perhaps right around your age. They don't know why. They think it's something called mitochondrial disease. It was a tough experience for myself and my family. I'm a person who's also diverse. I'm Filipino-American, so I'm first generation here. And naturally, we didn't know what resources were out there. Who can help us? So it was going through a lot of trials and tribulations in terms of socially, academically, spiritually, kind of that holistic experience that you may have heard from in the past I was dealing with when I was a young man. Honestly, the more I think about it, I kind of get sad. But it's nothing to be sad about. No matter what you're experiencing, whether it be blindness, a person that has autism, whatever the scenario may be, a person of color, a woman, you name it, as long as you own that diversity, be proud of it. I view my blindness as a strength. I try to have that in my toolkit, add it to my resume. My life is not about disability, but in fact, it is my identity. It is a part of that. So if you take anything from me today and from the agency, please know that whatever you're dealing with in your mind, I'm pointing at my head or your heart, it's really about learning what your skills are and kind of honing those and knowing some of your weaknesses and making them your strength as best as possible. Who knows or who has learned today about internship? If you heard the word internship, please say, mm-hmm. Oh man, that's a lot. So internship. Internship's a big deal, nothing new. It's pretty old. People who are sighted, people who are in high school, college, people who are more mature in age, they may have do an externship or volunteer work. But that all leads to exposing yourself in a good way, being a part of the community, society, allowing them to see you, your abilities, and everything you bring to the table, okay? So MCB has an internship program at the Commission for the Blind that has been established for a decade plus. And it's a model throughout the United States, throughout the country. I believe 11 other state agencies are replicating MCB's model. It's currently a summer internship program. We have the opportunity to expand that and do year-long internships. I was just talking to Michael Chung and Maria, Marianne Gilmore, the Carroll Center, all the individuals that have been a support to myself, the agency, and to all of you. Hopefully, the Museum of Science will take an intern this year. We believe we have the right candidate. We understand that they have to go through the process. That intern has to be invested. They have to have a resume and all of these things. But with MCB's backing, hopefully we can have a sponsored intern through the Museum of Science with MCB financially funding that. We pay an intern a $1,000 stipend for Dress for Success, for them to perhaps, if they're a tea or a coffee drinker or a Powerade, to pay for lunch or whatever the scenario may be. Paratransit, Uber, some of these things are now kind of adding to your independence. Hence, we provide that stipend. We also provide the accommodations. If you need any accommodations, we, MCV, will make sure our assistive technology is there before you even start. Some of you may have noticed Cheryl was giving me some orientation to the podium, to the men's room. A lot of these soft skills that she's sharpened over the many years that she's been a professional. Some of the touch points of her internship program that is worth noting is there's an opening ceremony, just like this, a closing ceremony to kind of celebrate the partnership with nonprofit, for-profit, and state government organizations. Of course, we have paperwork. It's 120 hours. And we also have soft skills training at the Commission for the Blind, facilitated by MCB staff. If you have a resume, let me hear you say, mm-hmm. Oh, that's good again. That's the first step towards employment. And that's the first step for you to participate in any internship program. Some internship programs may not require you to have a resume, but I recommend you should have one, okay? Who has heard of resume paper?
Yeah.
Yes? Good. Does anyone have resume paper at home?
Yeah.
Okay, so kind of a mixed bag. I just want to touch base quickly on resume paper. Is a lot of this world is the 2016. Everything's electronic, email. But some of the traditional things are very important. It makes you look a little more polished. It makes you stick out. You probably heard of that brand that one individual has. So I recommend that you, in your career or as a student, get resume paper. Go to Staples, Walgreens. Any of those things. It probably costs $12. You have 40 sheets for the rest of your life. Unless you go on 40 interviews relatively soon. Okay? I'm digressing a tad, but I think it's very helpful because I thought I was going to get that answer of resume paper and do you have it? So the question was resume paper. I want to put that, can I boomerang that to the crowd? What is resume paper? How is it different from this paper that I have in front of me here?
I think it's more shiny and it's better quality of paper.
Absolutely. Your name?
Christina,
great. Are you in school?
No, I'm actually one of the people from the school.
Outstanding. She is correct. Christina said it's a little shinier. It's thicker. It gives a different presentation. It's kind of like wearing jeans and dress pants. Jeans gives a different look than dress pants. I'm in a full-blown suit right now. Honestly, it was a pain in the butt to get dressed this morning. Okay? That's the internship program. I do want to go through a half a dozen things. Cheryl, please, you can give me the gentle hook when we're at 10 minutes so we can open up to more general questions. But questions about internship, MCB's internship, or questions for me about internship in general?
Is there like a resume paper going around? How does that feel like?
So Anna's question was resume paper and if we have one. We don't. But Anna, next time I come see you, you're on my docket to call. Follow up with me, okay? And if you don't hear from me, please shoot me an email. I know you're at the Carroll Center. But with that said, I'll bring some to you so you can see it and feel it.
Are there any open internships currently at the moment?
Internships. In a moment, I'm going to go into Project Search. Anna, as well as Carr, are familiar with Project Search. I will give you a high level about Project Search. But in terms of the internship program and your potential engagement in the MCB internship, if you have a VR counselor, please say, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's two. Any others? Okay. Well, if you always reach out to your VR counselor, they're the individuals that keep the circle round. And VR counselor is a case manager, a social worker, and for other agencies, whether it be in school or anything like that, so it's applicable to all of you today. So Project Search, picture this umbrella. I opened up with employment services and different kind of opportunities that are in that umbrella. An internship's one of them, the Summer Robust internship that's been around for 13 years. The other one is called Project Search. I encourage all of you to Google Project Search and what will come up, and I'll give you my kind of why we collaborate with Project Search. Project Search was started in Cincinnati. It was originally created for the population who were in high school and for those that had developmental intellectual disabilities. And the major goal to that was to give them an opportunity to build their resume, references, give them an overall experience. Erin, the founder, is a nurse, and she's worked at Children's Hospital in Cincinnati, and she worked with an array of individuals. And she noticed all the institutional kind of perspective and the history, and she knows that, you know, the hospital has a lot of things to offer and things to be done. I'm sure the Museum of Science can have some stuff done. So she said, why not an internship? And why not for the population that I just mentioned? high school and had those disabilities. So she created a 9-month internship program, quite comprehensive, with 3 rotations in that 9 months. 3, 3, and 3 equals what?
9.
All right. 9 months at 3 different locations. It could be at the cafeteria or at radiology, in HR, mailing and shipping and receiving, and the list goes on. So Massachusetts, with Paul Sehner, our commissioner, Commissioner Sehner, had mentioned, why don't we use that model for the first time in Massachusetts for people who are visually impaired and blind? Pretty excellent idea, right? We didn't know where it was going to go. With the help of many stakeholders, Carroll Center being one of them, Polis team being another. These are vendors, community resource providers, CRPs, and of course the hospitals. The executive team, specifically Commissioner Sehner, reached out to Mass Eye and Ear, Cambridge Health Alliance, 2 major hospitals. Mass Eye and Ear, specifically known for the vision, had opened their doors of opportunity to take on 9 interns last year. Currently, out of those 9, 5 are employed in various places. Some are employed part-time. Some are employed 40 hours a week at a mental health center in Jamaica Plain. Another individual is working in the surgery department at Mass Eye and Ear. Who would have thought of that? He's not doing surgery, naturally, but he's in the surgery department. It's an array of disabilities in the sense of full blindness to those that have a lot of usable vision. The whole range in terms of age, from 60 to 26. So to supplement the internship that we currently have, there's a vetting process to that, and it goes back to your vocational rehab counselor, who can tell you about it, and if it's appropriate, then me or our unit would come out and see you one-on-one, like Carl, like Anna, and hopefully others. We're going on our second cycle. We have currently 10 participants. We just had a meeting, and we are scheduled to launch mid-April for 1 cohort, and the second cohort will be launched in May with Mass Eye and Ear.
Do you have to be blind?
Good question. So the question was, do you have to be blind to be a part of Project Search? For the Commission for the Blind, you have to be registered with our agency, having you being a person who's legally blind. But with that said, I invite you to look at Project Search, because there's other Project Search throughout the Commonwealth that is done through other agencies, other high schools. I will name a few hospitals that are collaborating: Spalding, Milford Hospital, and there's a few others in Massachusetts that are serving other individuals who are not blind but need the program. Project Search, it basically allows you to get your feet more wet, in the sense that you're working up Monday through Friday. It is a full day. I did not mention it's about roughly give and take from 9 to 3. There are job coaches there every day with you Monday through Friday. There is some academia with that. There's morning classes or afternoon classes. So it gives you a little flavor of work, some schooling, and ultimately employment. It's a training program that will lead to jobs. It is paid. We pay you $100 a week, $400 a month, and there's reasons to that because of the ride and various other reasons that is paid. But it's not the pay for it. It's for the actual whole experience that will eventually lead you to the right path to a career. So in terms of Project Search specifically, if you're looking outside of MCB and what we do, the Innovating Project Search through Blindness, I encourage you to look it up online or go to the library. Someone will be able to assist you in that way. Any way that you can get the access on the web, and that will give you a more better understanding of Project Search. Great, great kind of bigger picture. Carl said, is there a potential opportunity for 3, meaning 2017? Really, we're thinking about the here and now, but as well as first, we're trying to determine what's the pool for years to come. And we want to think about the current cycle. We mentioned 5 out of the 9 are working. How about the other 4? So we want to make sure that this program is providing results. MCB is sponsoring it financially. We're investing in the consumers, and the consumers are investing in themselves, meaning the interns. So we want to ensure that we have the metrics and the results that state government and individuals that are funding MCB, that we give them reasons for us to redo or relaunch another Project Search. So another program that we have is the mentoring program. Extremely important. We have a peer-to-peer mentoring at the Commission for the Blind that is relatively new, that we have formalized, that made it formal. And individuals who are legally blind, whether it be in college, high school, looking for work, we do our best to match them with a current professional that is legally blind as well in that field of interest. So someone who's interested in social work, we reach out to past participants who are successful closures in the sense that they're working, whether it be part-time or full-time or per diem, and they can provide some insight on how are they doing it legally blind. How is it socially? What did it take to get that job? I was an intern in the internship program. Little did I realize it was really going to be a springboard to my professional career. I mention internship because internship is correlated to mentoring. Mentoring is correlated to volunteer work, and all of this is directs towards employment. So mentoring kind of speaks for itself. There are, we partner with Partners with Youth and Disabilities, PYD. They do have some touch points as well as events that we ask our mentors and mentees to go to. They communicate via email, phone, in person, and that's kind of a very high summary about our mentoring program. There's about give and take 40 or so matches as of right now. I believe that's even lower, but it continues to grow. It's much larger than that. Who has a mentor out there? Your name?
Christine.
Christine, great. Are you currently in school?
No, I work at the State House, and I've been trying to become a teacher with impaired, so my mentors are
in. Excellent.
Well, I have a mentor. I consider all my instructors as mentors.
Correct. You may have a mentor, but it's informal, and you don't realize they are a mentor.
Yeah, I'm curious. I hear that they're mentoring me, and they're leading me on the right path.
Correct. They may be guiding you, just like Anna had mentioned. They may be a friend, a family member.
Oh, yes.
Whatever the case may be, seek out mentors.
I want to say, I think mentoring is really, really important. Because as a sort of person with a disability, sometimes you might think you're the only one going through whatever you're experiencing. And the really nice thing about having a mentor is that you have somebody who you can talk to, one, about that experience, but also through sort of talking with them, a lot of times you'll see that in as much as your experience is unique to you, it's not necessarily unique to sort of the whole development. Because it's like a lot of people have experienced what you're doing. And I think through mentoring, you have a chance to meet others and learn from others. So you're not on your own, and you don't have to feel like every day or every week or whatever, you have to create the wheel. Because the wheel has been created.
That's right. And for my personal experience is I have a cane here. I just recently used this probably 5 years ago. I was embarrassed, right? This is a sign of handicap, older word, disability. You stick out. But now I use it. And that's because of mentors, direct mentors, internships, and all of these themes that you continue to hear me and hear us talk about today. Another service that we have is Job Club. At the Commission for the Blind, we have done a facelift on our Job Club in the sense that it's being offered periodically. So we can have more of a critical mass and you graduate from the program. Right now it's 5 sessions built in. It's facilitated through MCB staff. And during this job club, we talk about different things in terms of resume paper. Who are your references? We talk about dress for success. We ask about things like interviewing. Please, Carl, pick 3 words that describe yourself. And why you chose those 3 words. Don't answer it, Carl, right? So, but it's expensively another one is because I know you're answering. Is Marianne Gilmore, please tell me 1 weakness of yours. All these questions, tell me about yourself. I invite you to Google this. And another thing is, tell me a mistake you have done in high school. And how did you fix that mistake? Another thing in high school is, please tell me 1 teacher that has done you wrong. I'm using kind of more raw language. A teacher that you think did not treat you right. And what did you do to solve that? What have you done when you got in a disagreement with your friend? All of these questions, putting you on the hot seat. It's thinking on your feet, right? I'm gonna do a little dance. I'm not a singer, but I'm definitely a dancer. Okay, so those are the things, and then some. We talk about disclosure. How do you talk about being someone that has autism and you don't look like you have autism? It's those social graces that you just don't have right now. I may or may not look blind if you look at me standing here at the podium with no cane. How do I talk about that 500-pound gorilla in the room? Can I say gorilla? That's not even a word, right? The elephant is gorilla. Thank you, Cheryl. These things that we talk about, the job club, these blindisms that I call it in the blind world.
Yeah, like what is it like in depth?
We have a curriculum that we follow. So out of the 5 days, we may go on actual interviews and we ask you to come in and dress for success and prepare for an actual interview for 15 minutes. We'll have a day on disclosure. We'll have a day on when you write me a thank you letter. I was invited to go to Perkins, and I met Anderson there and other individuals. And some of those young, up-and-coming professionals, these budding professionals, wrote me a thank you. Not all of them. Out of maybe 12, four did. So now that person had to ask the facilitator. That means you would ask Cheryl. You know what, that Joe Schmo? He was all right. Can I get his email address? And then you write me an email address. Anna, we would talk about how you write that. Hello, Joe. Calmer. Enter, enter. Hope all's well. It was a pleasure meeting you at the event. I just wanted to drop you a quick line and thank you for taking the time to be there. What really resonated with me was when you said that you made your own word up in Grazella, and that stuck with me. Okay, so now you wrote me a letter, and I know that you paid attention because you're quoting something that I said. I know I'm saying it in a joking way, but it makes a difference. When you go back home, think about some of this. Take that nugget. I have kids, so I'm thinking of chicken nuggets right now. I have two little boys at home who love McDonald's. Think of that little pearl that you got from today because of Cheryl's efforts, and use it, okay? So Job Club, again, it goes back to your case manager, but you and I know each other, Anna. So you know my turnover, you know my style, you know my professionalism. You have any of these things, you can email me and CC your counselor, and I'll make sure we get back to you.
I thought they're calling you.
Yep, and we'll talk about that. Why calling? Why email? Can you do both? All of these things. I wanted to quickly tell you about other things that we have in my unit. We have a job club. We have project search, internship, mentoring. I didn't mention the job fair. Every October, we have a job fair, and we collaborate with the Carroll Center for the Blind, Perkins School for the Blind, National Braille Press, all of our core partners in Massachusetts. And we are very fortunate we live in Mass, because other states do not have this. And we come together and have a job fair for people who are visually impaired and legally blind and registered with the Commission for the Blind. So we try to recruit employers that are hiring, that do more than just say, go to my website. But naturally, they will do that. Our role is to foster, steward, nurture, call it what you will, these employers, Marianne, myself, and others who are in the field. We have that every October. I believe it's going on, is it our sixth, Marianne?
Sixth, yes.
All right. A guest. Guess right. So keep that in mind. But there's job fairs out there every single day. Okay, you may be in high school and you may be thinking about what you're eating for dinner today. But think about the bigger picture in the here and now and what you have done in the past. We also have a hiring event. We collaborate with MRC, Mass Rehab Commission, other state agencies to provide a much larger opportunity for networking. That's going to be Monday, April 11th. Michael, Zena, team of the Carroll Center, and others, the VR counselors at the Commission for the Blind, are very important, and we're all going to be a part of that day when we join forces with a cross collaboration between other state agencies.
How long are the programs?
Each of these programs, it's very situational. And what I mean by that, so the duration, the self-imposed deadlines, all of these things will vary from where you are. With MCB services, we try to really meet the consumer where they are. If you want to move quick, we'll try to move quick. If we need to move a relatively more conservative, we can do that as well. So your question is kind of when do these things start? When do they end?
Yeah.
If it would be appropriate. And that's why you should have a single point of contact wherever you are. So my contact for the most part of the Carroll Center is Marianne, but I have contacts with others. With Cheryl's organization, it would be her. With Museum of Science, it would be Maria Cabrera. But it's been a pleasure to be here today. Cheryl has all of my contact information. So don't hesitate to reach out to me. I'm almost certain our paths will cross, if not next year, but in years to come. So thank you all.